latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Newcastle headlines. Magpies boss Rafa Benitez was pleased with the performance of his players as they slipped to a 1-0 defeat to Spurs. Harry Kane's second half goal earned a 1-0 win over Newcastle at Wembley, which ensured them another top four finish, Spurs that is, after Chelsea could only draw with Huddersfield. But the Magpies also had their chances. Spurs were stumbling towards the line as Newcastle were not lying down. Jonjo Shelvey hit the post in the first half with a free kick, while Dwight Gayle, Jermaine Lascelles, Jacob Murphy all had good chances to ruin the host's night. In the end, though, Kane's goal was enough. Benitez said, "We did really well. 14 attempts against Tottenham at home means that something we did was right. There were two decisions, two penalties that were clear but not given, but still we've had enough chances to score. We put them under pressure. We deserved more, and I was thought we played well against a very good team, very good players. We definitely deserved more." Meanwhile, Benitez has admitted he may have to break Newcastle's transfer record in the summer if he's to buy a 15-goal-a-season striker. He said, "If you want to bring a striker with a guarantee of more than 10 to 15 goals per season, you have to pay money for him for sure." Asked if it would cost the club more than the $16 million they paid Real Madrid for Michael Owen in 2005. He said, "In this market, yes." Newcastle are currently trying to persuade Benitez to extend his stay at St James's Park as he prepares to enter the final year of his existing contract. And assurances over what he will have to spend and his freedom to spend it are forming a key part of ongoing discussions.